good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, hi, everyone. It's the Hurts of the Month today. It's a two-part show. Going to be highlighting, about a dozen records. And you know, these are albums from artists who I've never played before. Yeah, all of them. You know, I've been getting a lot of new records coming in. And yeah, in the 15 years plus that I've done my show, never played these ones, these artists. And they're good. Yeah, we're going to hear something from Onion Honey. Something from the Bucking Mules. Naomi Kavka. Ruby Boots. Something from Wes Yowsey and the County Champs. Yeah, all stuff I've never played before. I'm looking forward to it. Let's get started. I always like it when an album comes into my life and it is from someone from my home province. Yes, I'm from British Columbia, Canada, and I've just discovered the debut record of Naomi Kavka. Yes, K-A-V-K-A. And her new record, it's really good. It's called Slam Doors and Severance. Now, she's from Prince George, which is quite a bit more north from the town where I live, Kamloops. And this is a country record, yeah, maybe a little country noir. It's her first record, and usually debuts, often they aren't as good as this one, but Naomi has released a fantastic record, and it's her first. Oh, I love it. It's called, like I say, Slam Doors and Severance. We're going to hear a song called No Way. Some Naomi Kavka on Hurtin' for Real.
I am searching for some sort of special elixir, so they say. And I am trying someone's patience who's waiting for me. Since I've started all this over, I can't seem to see the way. But when I'm done with all my reading, I will put all these books away, away, away. Came
that track there, Slammed Doors. Oh, isn't that good? That is Naomi Kavka. She's from Prince George. The new record is Slammed Doors and Severance. Was just released last fall. Yeah, you can find it on Bandcamp. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, anyways, Naomi Kavka is her name. Well, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. And the next album I'm going to feature, yes, is another guy who I've never played before. Yeah, Wes Yousey is his name. Wes Yousey and the County Champs. That's the name of his band. He's from Portland, Oregon. And yes, there is a bit of a scene there. Yeah, there's lots of artists who I play who are from Portland and all over Oregon. And Wes's new record, it's called Down Low, and this is a straight-ahead country record. There's a lot of twang in it, and I think it's just fine. We're going to hear a song called Ready to Run, the first of two from Wes Yousey and the County Champs on Hurtin' for Real.
Everything I did was wrong. They tried hard to school me, get the rule book through me, but I was always somewhere far off. No bright lights, big cities, but I'm in them old pine trees.
Ready, ready, ready,
pay me. I'm thinking about a southbound train. The sky around here's dark, seated body in my heart. Here comes another storm, put me on that southbound train. Now don't get me wrong, I love my good old mountain home. When that cold air fills my bones, I start missing all my friends below. Tops and southern skies, stones of glowing moonshine, and riding on that southbound train. I stowed away my rocks, glass, cigar, and cold flask. Hope's enough to last when I'm riding on that southbound train.
Yousey and the County Champs. Yes, they are from Portland, Oregon. And that there is the first record by Wes Yousey. Yeah, the debut. He's put out an EP as well, but this is his first full length. And yeah, darn is it good. Yes, we heard a song called Southbound Train. The new record is called Down Low. And yeah, I expect we'll hear lots more good music over the years from Wes Yousey. You'll want to check him out. All new stuff today on Hurtin' For Real, and it's all artists who I've never played before in my 15-plus years of doing this show. And, you know, it just kind of happened that way. I got a big stack of records here, and I noticed that most of them were artists who I'd never played before. So I put the ones who I have played before, I put them aside for next month, yeah, but this month, it's all first-timers, I guess you'd say. And I just got something from a band from Ontario. They're called Onion Honey. They are a five-piece. They've just put out an album late last year. It's called, or in July of last year, it's called Raisin Heck. And, you know, they got banjo on it and fiddle and double bass, washboard, mandolin. It's, some might say folk music. I'd say there's some country music in there as well. And yeah, their new record I think is just fine. It's called, like I say, Raisin Heck. And we're going to hear a song called Freight Train. Some Onion Honey on Hurtin' For Real.
Freight Train, Freight.
Yes, you know that one, 500 Miles, recorded by everyone from Bobby Bear to Peter, Paul, and Mary. Even Sonny and Cher recorded that, yes. Anyways, that is Onion Honey. They are from Waterloo, Ontario. Their new record is called Raisin Heck, and we heard there, yes, their cover of 500 Miles. Well, there's a guy by the name of The Colonel. Yes, The Colonel, K-E-R-N-A-L. He has a new record out. It's called Light Country. He's from Tennessee. And this guy does country music, well, a little differently, you might say. It's kind of goofy, kind of like, maybe John Hartford stuff, that type of thing. And I like it a lot, yeah. His name is Joe Garner, but he goes by The Colonel. And some of these songs are funny, a little bit subversive, you might say. And I think you'll like it. We're going to hear a song called Knock-Kneed Ballerina. Something from The Colonel on Hurtin' For Real.
with an anonymously wadded $5 tip. We tossed $100 down the tank and we let her rip down that interstate where our eyes and our slung the chains around our brains with our own sweat. I may not or I may hang my hat in Section 8. Yeah, but I'm at home within without a diamond naked. Oh, but there's some aching in my veins that I just can't figure. That killing fell me like a slow black coffee drip. As we retrace the dream of a knock-kneed ballerina, stone cold twisting out our twilight patina and her bedrock parlor down south of nowhere, floating on the edge. Watched a cover band do a long line off of Mustang Sally. Well, it went to a debonair between there and Chattanooga. But when I heard that night train screech, I was double sure I was human. He said, all aboard, you with little holes in your jeans. Hop on the off chance that your wife's gonna turn out mean. Well, if you don't give me what I need to wear a shirt of chambray, then I'll soon be fine to take your taxes on that third ship.
Thank you.
chair in a field that I won't name. Clear my head and feel the bed go lighter and lighter where you used to lay. Life of losing sleep, running my feet inside of your shoe.
Yes, country music done a little bit differently. That is The Colonel. He is from Jackson, Tennessee. Colonel, K-E-R-N-A-L. Yeah, good stuff from his new record, Light Country. We heard the track Cold Shoulder, and it is one of the Hurts of the Month. Hi there, everybody. My name is Brian. Remember, if you ever want to get a hold of me, go to my Twitter, @ Hurtin' for Real. Yes, Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, @ Hurtin' for Real. And you can find, you know, info about my show, maybe some other music news that I've put up there, @ Hurtin' for Real. Well, one band that I just discovered is called The Bucking Mules. Now, these guys are from North Carolina. They released an album last year called Smoke Behind the Clouds, and I see that the Bucking Mules are coming to the Nimble Fingers Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival and Workshop in Sorrento this summer. Yes, check it out, nimblefingers.ca. Yeah, there's some wonderful bluegrass acts coming, and old time acts for sure, and it's a beautiful place, Sorrento, BC. So yeah, check it out, nimblefingers.ca. Anyways, the Bucking Mules will be there, and they'll be doing some workshops. They're going to be performing at the festival itself. Yeah, it's a really cool time there, and the new record, it's just fine. We're going to hear a song called More Good Women Gone Wrong. I think you'll like this. Something from The Bucking Mules on Hurtin' for Real.
Now, girls, beware of the railroad men. Got a girl on every line. He'll toot on the whistle as the train rolls in. Says, come up to see.
Behind you and left when you fall.
courting your good-looking wife. There's more good women gone wrong. A man was the cause of it all. A man will deceive you and ruin your poor soul.
Carolina, those are the Bucking Mules, a song called Jasper Jail. And on Hurtin' for Real today, all albums from artists who I've never played before in my 15 plus years of doing this. And that album there, oh, that's a good one, Smoke Behind the Clouds from the Bucking Mules. Well, I'm almost done part one. Gonna do one more album, and then we'll move on to part two. But this album here is by someone named Fancy. Now, Todd Fancy, F-A-N-C-E-Y, he is a member of the New Pornographers. They are from Vancouver, and Todd Fancy decided to put out something on his own. And it is called County Fair. And what he's done is he's taken some old covers and kind of done a country and western spin on them. And it's kind of, you know, that 60s and 70s, maybe country-politan, maybe kind of country pop kind of sound, sort of. I mean, he loves pedal steel. These are real country songs, but, you know, this is not commercial country at all. And he covers Amarillo by Morning. Now, you know, you can say what you want about George Strait. I like the early George Strait. He put out so many good real country songs, and Amarillo by Morning was one of them. And this song here, it sounds different than Strait's version, but I sure do like it. It's by Fancy. His album is called County Fair, so we'll hear Amarillo by Morning, and then we're going to hear My Rifle, Pony, and Me. That's his take on that song. So we'll hear those two songs, and then I will join you at part two. See you soon.
Will I see you on the bed? for my home.